He will be on the call tonight out at Edgewood as they take on Cloverdale, both teams looking for their first win of the season. And he will help us with the high school football preview. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
More caffeine, bartender. More caffeine.
Please.
After a busy night, obviously, at Memorial Stadium, Hoosiers falling there. You're going to have a busy night tonight, and we will have our first look at the Edgewood Mustangs, the Mustang Corral. You had a chance to catch up with first-year coach Brian Rosenberg earlier in the week. You've got him ready to go for Chalk Talk at 6:30. Edgewood, Dave, struggled their first couple games, but they're not going to quit. They're not going to say they can't. They're not going to say they can't do it. What's next for the red and black starting tonight?
Well, they pretty much have to work on themselves, and that's one of the questions I asked Coach Rosenberg was, you can't really concentrate too much on the opposition just yet, can you? And he said, no, we've got to get ourselves better. We've got to start running the ball better. We've got to take care of the ball better. They've had 7 turnovers in their 2 games. But there is a lot of positivity right now in the program, and that's kind of what you need at this point. It's not maybe the bar you want to have out there. It's a little lower than you'd like eventually. But for right now, he's building it up. They only had 18 kids start off in their off-season program after last season, so they really had to work on getting numbers up. And now they're up closer to 70 across 4 classes. So a lot of positivity in the program, and that's a good start.
And the poster in their locker room that Dr. Mike Wilcox, a superintendent out there, tweeted, Edgewood football, words no longer used, I can't, we can't, and that starts right there in that locker room, right, Dave?
No, it's exactly right. I mean, they're taking ownership of it, and you know, the entire school is trying to buy into it also, and the coaches have made sure of that. And I also spoke to the coach about that in Chalk Talk, so you'll hear his comments on getting the school involved and how the kids maybe didn't feel like that was always the case. And, you know, so some interesting comments. He wasn't putting any blame on anybody. He was just saying we got to get everybody re-engaged and re-involved and get behind the kids so that they feel that, you know, they're part of the school. It's a 4A school, but at times it looks more like a 2A type football team. It doesn't throw the ball particularly well. It's always been a hard-nosed running team and a defensive team. So they've got to get people involved, and they've got to get the students and the parents and everybody behind them so that they are all pulling and pushing in one direction.
Yeah, and that's what helps as well. And as you mentioned, also maybe some 2A participation numbers, but Coach Rosenberg is trying to turn that in the right direction as well. Tonight's battle with Cloverdale, what is Edgewood's – one of the biggest keys to take care of Edgewood, as you just mentioned there. What kind of game are we looking for tonight? Is the weather going to be a factor? We see an 80% chance of rain, maybe upwards of an inch. Do you think that helps or hinders the process tonight at the Mustang Corral?
Well, we're talking about 15-mile-an-hour winds and some rain all night long. It's a grass field. It's pretty dry and cut pretty short. So, I think it's going to take quite a bit of rain before it starts to get yucky. But both of these teams like to run the ball anyways. They have combined through 2 games each. They have combined 10 completions in the passing game. So throwing the ball around the park is not something they wanted to do anyways on either side. And certainly with the conditions tonight, it's going to lend to running the ball, and both teams have had some struggles running the ball even too, but they both want to establish it. So I don't think it changes anything with their game plan. It refocuses them on their running game, and most important when you get that running game in this kind of weather is going to be holding on to the ball. As I mentioned, Edgewood has 7 turnovers through 2 games, and you're not going to win a lot of ball games if you turn it over 3 and 4 times a game.
No, you're exactly right. And the team that's going to win the turnover battle and probably the time of possession will come away with their first win tonight. Chalk Talks at 6:30 with Dave and Coach Rosenberg. The kickoff from the Mustang Corral, 7 p.m. We also have plenty of local action as well. North coming off their first win. We did that game last week. Well, Dave, it doesn't get any easier for them. They open with Columbus East. They come back in week 2 and beat Greenfield Central, and their prize for winning their first game since October of 2015 is?
They get to go to Columbus North and face the team that beat Columbus East by 2 touchdowns. So, yeah, it doesn't get any easier, and then next week they go to Bloomington South. But you know what? North's spirits are way up also. Their numbers are up also. They're bigger, they're stronger, they've got more seniors on their lineup. This is a tough road trip. There's no question about that. A little surprising how Columbus North handled Columbus East. They got a couple turnovers, but they've been running the ball well, and in particular, they're throwing the ball really well. They got a young quarterback who's throwing the ball over the place for Columbus North. So It's going to be a test. I know North is feeling very good after the finally getting their win against Greenfield Central. I think it'll be a competitive game, but this is not where you look at it and say, you know, North has got to come out of here with a win. They got to be competitive, and they've been that through 2 weeks and obviously have one win to show for it.
And what do you think they take moving into the Columbus North game? Because they faced East, which has been a pretty good team. Greenfield Central posed them some problems as well. They should be adjusted to the speed. Is it the physicality the next step now, Dave?
Well, their physicality is in pretty good shape. You know, what they may not have that Columbus North will have is a certain talent at a couple skill positions. Now North puts some talented kids out there. We saw them. There's a couple young sophomores out there, and there's a couple older guys that can make some plays for them eventually. But I think that's the difference, is that there's some seasoned skill guys that are really being counted on by Columbus North, and I think Bloomington North is waiting for a little bit more consistency there. The one thing that I know Coach Bless is happy about with this team is, and he talked about it last week in the pregame also, was they were in position to make plays against Columbus East and just didn't always make the tackle or make that final play. But he was very happy with how they tackled against Greenfield Central. And that was a team that put you out in space and made it hard on you to do so. They tackled really, really well. So he's going to take that on the defensive side. He sees it as a team that can be an attacking defense with a lot of athleticism. So I think that's where it starts for them, is they'd like to see their defense keep that up in particular. He was very happy about that last week.
And you talk about upperclassmen making plays and being consistent. The passing game for North we know has to improve. We saw that sophomore you were talking about, Xavier Trueblood, run riot on Greenfield Central. But they could use a little bit more balance in their attack tonight.
Yeah, there's no question. They've got to get that way if they're going to beat the best teams in the conference. That's the biggest challenge on the offensive side of things. Now, you know, Ben Friel has been making better decisions at the quarterback position, and that's a start. You know, just don't get yourself in bad spots is kind of the first mantra when it comes to football. But, yeah, they do have to generate some. And they've got some skilled kids they can get the ball to. They just got to find a way to get them out in space and maybe get a couple plays downfield. The biggest play they've had on offense all year was an end-around, kind of a fake reverse to your quarterback who threw it 79 yards against Columbus East. You know, you're not going to pull that off every week, so they got to find a way to generate a little bit through the air every week and be consistent about it.
Yeah, we saw that the generation as well with Zynel Nixon taking the Wildcat and scoring a touchdown against Greenfield Central. So some ways to attack Columbus North, but like you mentioned, that's going to be a tough matchup. Dave Novak joins us. He's on the call tonight. Cloverdale and Edgewood, Chalk Talk at 6:30. And then wrapping up, obviously, our county look. As south is at Franklin Central, and Franklin Central has the biggest misnomer of any stadium in the state. The Flash Dome, well, it could be that they are the Flashes, but that stadium is not domed tonight. Make sure you have a jacket and perhaps some rain gear.
Yeah, it's going to be a little chilly up there, but it's a very intriguing game. Franklin Central was ranked, I think, 11th or 12th in the preseason in the 6A. Polls, they did end up losing to Decatur Central, I believe it was, to start the season. Or no, Ron Colley last week, they beat Decatur Central. So they're a tough team, and this is a tough trip for South. So this is one to look out for. South handled it pretty easily last year, but they also have a quarterback who's throwing the ball all over the park right now. And a little surprisingly, they expected to be relying on their running game and a pair of senior running backs. But there really hasn't been the strength of their offense so far for Franklin Central. So this is one to look out for South. This is kind of one of those trip-up games, and you know, you got the crosstown rivalry next week. So this game needs their full attention, and there's still a question, a little bit of a question about South. They played well early against Martinsville, but let Martinsville have a couple late touchdowns. Maybe that didn't mean a whole lot. If that's the way that South is going to come out every week, though, and jump up on somebody, then they're going to be really good all year once again. But they've just had a couple moments we saw up in Brownsburg where the attention hasn't always been there. And if that's the case, they could get tripped up tonight, and they don't want that.
And South also dealing with some injury problems. As we know, Christian Paycheck is probably a doubt. What's the status on Bamba? Will he come back and give him some help? He's missed the first two games on that wide receivers core, which, as we saw in the paper this week, they've shook and shaken. I'm not sure on the grammar there. It's done different than it was.
Yeah, they changed up. Well, I can't say they changed up their offense, but they changed up their wide receiver core just a little bit. They brought Chase Washington over from defense to be a starting wide receiver, and they don't like to go too deep. So, you know, they they have an extra senior in their defensive backfield, they could make up for that. Alex Weddle came back, and they moved Wyatt Dalton to corner to cover for Chase Washington. Brought in the sophomore Jordan Meeks, and they already knew about the sophomore Sean Asquith, good player. They're going to look to Alex Salyers eventually here to make a couple plays for him. You know, he's not a guy that needs to catch a lot of balls, but make a play here and a play there. But they needed some consistency out there that they didn't get against Brownsburg. So those changes made a difference for them last week. But at the same time, they've also asked Gavin Yeski to be a little more greedy in their running game.
Yeah, that was the biggest change.
Yeah, it's a zone read running game, so the call is always on Gavin Yeski to hand off the ball or to hold the ball and run it himself. And he doesn't mind handing the Christian Paycheck and Maverick Carey. He has no problem giving it to those guys because they're good runners. But he needed to get a little greedy because defenses needed to respect that. And I think he had 20 rushes for over 100 yards, and he was the biggest story on that offensive side with kind of an adjustment as far as what happened versus Martinsville.
And that's our three games for you tonight, north at Columbus, north south at Franklin Central and WGCL, including Dave and John Callahan. We'll have all the coverage from the Mustang Corral. 6:30 is Chalk Talk, the kick at 7. Don't forget, following our post-game coverage will be Indiana Sports Talk with the coach, Bob Lovell, wrapping up the state scoreboard, all the highlights and scores from around the state of Indiana. Bring a jacket, be warm. This is very strange for the first Friday of September. We're talking about high temperatures in the low 60s. Have a great broadcast tonight. We'll hear you coming up at 6:30.
Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Dave Novak, John Callahan, have all your coverage tonight. Remember, you can listen live on the airwaves, or we stream every high school football and basketball game at WGCLradio.com.